two bands for Saturday are Nation and Von Groove. So so far, so good. Everybody seems to be liking what they're hearing. And the third band that's going to be on, Mr. Price, is a total Steve Price fanboy moment.
Yep.
Total Kieran Dargan fanboy moment.
Been waiting, how many been waiting we've been years. Asked
over the years to try and get this band. We have tried and tried and tried. It's been 6 years that we've been trying, and there's always been something has cropped up. Something has gotten in the way. Either somebody wasn't available, or it was the wrong time of the year, whatever it was. But the stars have aligned, and the planets are all in line, or whatever they say, and it's finally happened, and I couldn't be happier. All the way from the United States of America, from Philadelphia. Well, from New Jersey, but a second home in Philadelphia. One of the finest, if it excuse the term, hair metal bands, because they're definitely not hair metal. But I think everybody will love this. I know I certainly will. I know a lot of people will freak out when they know who it is, because I did freak out when I got the phone call that said, yeah, we're in. So without any further ado, band number three for Saturday is...
We'll be right back.
The Sounds of Heaven's Edge, Find Another Way, that must tell you something. Yes, they are coming over to Firefest 2013, the 10th anniversary show. Joining me on the line, Mr. Mark Evans.
Greetings.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, and actually hearing you say that and confirming the fact that we're going to be coming over there finally after all these years literally gave me goosebumps, just so you know. I can't wait.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a fantastic piece of news. We love that album, we really do. Still gets requested now. It's a killer album, and this is your first time in the UK, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What happened? Yes, it is. What and happened back in the day?
Well, everything, music changed before we actually had a chance to really get our legs underneath of us. Everything with that record came and went within a few months, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And the head of Columbia Records pretty much kind of said, well, I just signed Alice in Chains, and to me they sound like the future, and you guys now sound like the past.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, typical record company.
Right. And, you know, so to this day, as much talent as Alice in Chains had, I still listen to those songs and go, oh. But great stuff, but just, it just has left a mark on me. But that's pretty much why we never made it over there. And we've known all these years. I mean, we would see different articles. And now because of, you know, the amazing thing called Facebook,
yeah.
I have a Facebook page and I've got friend requests from people all over the world, which completely blows me and the rest of the guys in the band away and completely humbles us to think that after all these years that somebody actually cares.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you've always had, even from the day, you had a pretty strong following in Europe, haven't you?
Yeah, and because of technology and things like Facebook and just the web in general, where there are different sites. There's a guy in Sweden that years ago contacted us and said, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to put together a Heaven's Edge webpage for over here in Sweden.
Yeah.
Never met the guy, heard of the guy, he liked the band and put this website up, and we're like, it was pretty amazing, and it was frustrating too, because we're like, we would love so much to have been able to come over there, but we had all kind of moved on with our lives.
Mm-hmm. And what did it feel like when you got the call from Firefest?
It was great. We had gotten a couple of emails, and at first you kind of go, yeah, right. And then we had talked to a few people that we know, some of the guys in Lynch Mob and that Tony from TNT that had played at the,
yep.
the festival. And they said, no, this thing's for real, and it is absolutely a blast. They treat you like gold. You come in, the crowd is just completely into the entire night. Plus, you also get to see all these other bands that you probably, in some cases, have never seen or haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So besides being there to go and perform and... Sorry, a little motorcycle just went by there. Besides having the opportunity to come over there and play and perform for everybody, you also get a chance to be a fan and see some great music that you may have never had the chance to see before.
Mm. Yeah, I think that just about sums it up. I really do. And it is good because, I mean, as you said, musicians who've been over here and played, they realise what a festival it is.
Oh, absolutely. And like I said, nothing but praise. They said it's a first-class thing. And the fans, especially, they said, are just so receptive. And you'll go over there and basically feel young again. You'll go over there and feel like you did 20 years ago.
Oh, maybe I should do more Firefests.
Yeah.
Mark, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm sorry that we're short on time tonight, but we really look forward to seeing you in October 2013 at the 10th anniversary Firefest show.
Look forward to seeing you and seeing all of our European fans for the first time, and hopefully not for the last time.
I'm sure it won't be. Here are, folks, here's another track from Heaven's Edge. It's Skin to Skin.
Heaven's Edge. Skin to Skin. Oh, definitely, definitely, definitely one of the bands I'm really looking forward to seeing. And I know Mr. Dargan is because he said so.
Yes, indeed, I am, Mr. Price. 6 years of hard work gone into that one, believe you me, and it finally pays off, so absolutely delighted. For those who weren't familiar, Heaven's Edge were meant to be the next big thing. There is a website out there, I'm afraid I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but I would also like to say a big thanks to an old friend of ours, Daniel Staracina, who runs the website, for putting us in touch all those years ago and for basically double copying every email that I've ever sent and phone calls and everything and trying to persuade them, but he finally managed it. So if Daniel is listening in, a huge thanks, Daniel. I look forward to seeing you down the front. So there you go. First three bands, Nation, Von Groove, and Heaven's Edge. Three bands that have never appeared to Firefest before. On to band number four for Saturday. Well,